Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Time for a spoiler alert. If you're holding out to watch the Olympics tonight and don't yet know today's gymnastic results, you'll want to step away from the computer for a few minutes. But the town of Needham is having a hard time avoiding the latest from London, and they have more reason to celebrate. Their Olympic gymnast, Ali Raisman, won gold today for her floor routine and a bronze medal for the balance beam. That follows the team's gold last week. WBUR's Lynn Joliker went to Needham this afternoon for reaction.
I ran out into the office and said, Ali won the gold, Ali won the gold, to our bookkeeper and secretary, and they said, we know you're 9 minutes late.
Needham High Principal Jonathan Peasy couldn't hold it in once he read the news on his phone. His coworkers had managed to keep it quiet. His former student, Ali Raisman, who graduated this year, had just won another gold medal in gymnastics.
It's really surreal.
This time for her floor routine. She also won bronze on the balance beam a week after her team, which she captained, won gold. Peasy says the awards couldn't have come to a more deserving person.
And she's always very modest, very polite. And is very hardworking. Never once did she try to use her extensive schedule as an excuse for anything or as a means to maybe get out of an assignment or something. She always did everything that was expected of her. She's quite an incredible young woman.
In downtown Needham, Taylor's Stationery is decked out with signs in the windows congratulating Raisman and is selling Needham Loves Ali t-shirts. In the midst of all the excitement, 15-year-old employee Annie Malloy was trying, hours after Raisman's win, to not find out the news.
Some people want to blurt it out, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear. It's exciting, and I like to watch it at night.
But her boss, Jack McQuillan, says someone else from my industry spilled the beans to him. That's okay, though, he says, because it makes watching later less stressful. And he adds he was plenty proud of Raisman before today's events, when she came in fourth in the all-around.
Just still fourth in the world. I mean, that's pretty exciting. So this finish is just unbelievable, and she should be so proud of herself, and her family should be equally as proud.
Across the street at Treat Cupcake Bar, employee Hunter DiCarlo has been following Raisman's tweets throughout the games and is feeling proud. She's known Raisman for 7 years.
You go to school with her, and each year she kind of like took less and less classes actually in school. So it's like really exciting to see that it actually brought her somewhere really far. And we had all hoped, I remember freshman year, she was in my biology class, and she was like, my biggest dream would be to go to the Olympics. And we're like, yeah, you're probably going to go. So it's great to see that she was winning.
I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's great that she won her individual gold, and it's just really exciting.
13-year-old James Benner, spending the afternoon with his mom and brother at the Rosemary Pool, says Raisman's wins give him a little more inspiration in his short track speed skating.
Like anyone in a small town, I know Needham is not a really small town, but it just shows that anyone can do it if they try for it.
That small, but not so small town is now planning a big celebration for Raisman. First, though, they have to find out when they can fit it into the very busy calendar of their Olympic champion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.